crawl. When the band started playing Watermelon Queen, said, "Let me show you something that you ain't never seen." She grabbed me by the arm, said, "Come on, let's go." She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, "This is how you do the watermelon crawl." She said, "We got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl." Down in Georgia around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After a years-long battle with the United States over the publishing of classified documents on his WikiLeaks site, Julian Assange has reached a deal with the Justice Department. He will plead guilty to a single charge under the Espionage Act, then return home to Australia. Rain continues to pummel parts of the upper Midwest.
Officials warning families near Mankato, Minnesota, along the Blue Earth River to be ready to evacuate. Storms dumped nearly 18 inches of rain, engulfing neighborhoods, leaving structures barely hanging on. Flooding caused a rail bridge connecting Iowa and South Dakota to partially collapse. President Biden declaring a major disaster in Iowa, unlocking federal funds for cleanup and recovery efforts.
ABC's Lionel Moise, an urgent warning from the nation's top doctors. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, labeling gun violence as a public health crisis. New numbers show gun violence has recently emerged as the number one killer of children and adolescents across the country. This is ABC News. Carlo. Thousands of protesters in Kenya, upset over a controversial new law, have stormed into Parliament in Nairobi. Lawmakers are fleeing and part of the building is on fire. The tens of millions of us expected to be driving over the 4th of July weekend won't have to spend quite as much on gas.
A year ago, heading into the 4th of July travel period, the price of regular unleaded was 13 cents higher than it is today. The Energy Department says on average, Americans are paying $3.44 a gallon. Prices have been steady for weeks as demand drive has been low and oil prices had been down. The cheapest gas right now is along the Gulf Coast at $3.02 a gallon. The most expensive is in California, where regular unleaded is at $4.56 a gallon. On average. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And Ford is recalling more than 500,000 trucks with a problem that could cause the trucks to suddenly downshift all the way to first gear. It's affecting 2014 F-150 pickups. Owners will be notified starting next month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Enjoy your summer even more by switching to Total by Verizon. Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch at TotalByVerizon.com. Offer ends 7/31/24. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See TotalByVerizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. A Dane County judge could rule on whether disabled voters can cast absentee ballots electronically from home in this November's election. The state's Department of Justice argued Monday against it, telling the judge in the case allowing the change just ahead of the August primary would be disruptive and confusing. A missing Rice Lake woman may have passed through a trash incinerator. Melissa Davis has been missing since May 13th. Rice Lake police investigators say surveillance video from that evening shows Davis climbing into a dumpster that was emptied the next day and taken to the Barron County incinerator. And U.S. Senate candidates Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Eric Hovde have agreed to a debate. The two will face off on October 8th. The debate will be broadcast by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Baldwin is seeking a third term in the U.S. Senate. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Get ready to reach new heights when EAA AirVenture Oshkosh returns July 22nd through the 28th. Witness breathtaking aerobatic air shows each day. Explore family-friendly activities and discover thousands of aircraft. And don't miss the night air shows on Wednesday and Saturday night. Back this year are the Canadian Forces Snowbirds to take to the skies. Experience the thrill of flight and make memories that last a lifetime at EAA AirVenture Oshkosh. Thanks to Boeing, youth ages 18 and under are free. Get your tickets at eaa.org/tickets.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight with a low around 60. Sunshine, 75 on your Wednesday. For Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high around 76. On Friday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, again highs in the mid-70s. For the weekend, your Saturday will have highs in the low 70s and a high of 70 on Sunday. That's weather from Severe Studios. Currently, 72 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She's dressed to kill in the dress he bought her. She wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to the dance, a dance or two, and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory. Head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late, that's too bad. Easter.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brooks and Dunn, She's Not the Cheating Kind, 910. I'm Brian Winnikins. This hour today in history, we'll also have our opening farm markets as well. This hour coming up next, we're going to talk with Brandon Gilbertson from the Gilbertson family. They are the host of the Dunn County Dairy Brunch this Saturday. We're going to continue our spotlight on the Gilbertson farm. We're going to talk with Brandon about how the farm cares for the cows. That's coming up next. First, Sawyer Brown and 6 days on the road. Good morning.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide. Just past a Jimmy in a white, I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. The ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling back as coal. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins on this Tuesday morning as we continue our spotlight on the Gilbertson family. They are the host for the Saturday Dunn County Dairy Brunch. That's right. It's a brunch from 9 to 1 here at the Gilbertson Farm, just outside of Elk Mound on Saturday. And thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our Dairy Farm Family Salutes. And we're with Brandon right now. He's Kevin's son, and he's the next person up to be running the farm. And he does a lot of stuff in the barn. And we're going to talk with Brandon here this morning a little bit about how he cares for the cows and some of the things that he does with the cows. And Brandon, thanks for joining us. Well, I guess the first thing, you know, with the number of cows you have, you also have a lot of calves, I bet, which is how do you care for those calves?
So after we milk the cow, we feed the colostrum to the calf, which is the first milk. And then after that, they're in huts, they're bottle fed. And we actually have the ability, we have a heifer raiser, so we only keep our calves for about a week or two, and then he takes all of our heifers. We're pretty fortunate that way, so we don't have too many calves on farm compared to the average farm, but that was a thing that they wanted to do back in the 90s, was have custom heifer raising, and it's worked out well for us.
Tell us about the huts. How do these protect the calves, and why do they go into huts?
So the reason we have huts is it, like, not having calves for that long, it just is a more of a reasonable way to care for them. But their individual huts is so they don't spread disease. Calves are very susceptible to disease and illness, and so that's why we like to keep them separated individually the first couple days. The huts are about 4x8, little house basically, and they got a little fence in the front where they feed them. And they got a door in the back to bed from, and got some air movement there. And in the wintertime, we actually have a door we can put on the front, so you keep the snow out. So,
And they actually stay very warm in the winter, but also cool in the summer in these huts, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, in the wintertime, we put jackets on them and bed them down with straw. And summertime, we open the doors, and we just have some sawdust on them, and they do just fine.
So tell us about the cows in the barn that you have. How do you keep them cool and or warm depending on the weather?
So we have what wind tunnel barn. So we're pulling air in and pushing it out, and we have a lot of pusher fans throughout the barn. So we just try to keep steady air movement over the cows, and that's probably the best thing to do to keep a big 1,500-pound animal cool, because their body temperature is 101.5, which is a lot higher than the average human. So they do a lot better in that way. We actually don't use any water because we're a robot farm. We don't want to have the cows segregated at one spot. We want to keep them moving. But in a parlor farm, you sometimes use sprinklers, and you get more benefit to that because you have a whole herd mentality. And in the wintertime, we close down the curtains. We shut fans off. We slow fans down, and we just still keep a slow breeze and keep some fresh air in there, but we're not blowing it full bore.
Talking with Brandon Gilbertson this morning from Gilbertson Farms. They are the host for this Saturday's Dunn County Dairy Brunch from 9 to 1 here at the Gilbertson Farm just outside of Elk Mound. Again, thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. So, Brandon, for the cows in the barn, what are some of the other things that you do to, because you have to have, for like a veterinarian, do they have to come in to monitor? How do you monitor their health to make sure that you can still milk them?
So every Monday morning, we have our vet come out, and we do herd health, and we go through the whole barn and see how many, you know, check to see if they're pregnant and if they're sick or not. And every Monday morning, even actually this past year, the vet even came out on Christmas. That was her doing. We told her that she didn't have to, but we're very diligent, and we stick to that routine. And then that's the biggest thing you can have with cows is routine.
They really do like that. And one, it's better for their health. But I've always heard my great uncle, when I was helping him back in the 70s on his small dairy farm in the summer, he always said, Brian, happy cows make more milk, and that's what we want.
Yeah, that is true. And having the robots, they just are way more docile than what they were in the parlor. They kind of almost got that individual stall barn mentality. There's cows out there in the barn now that I can go and sit on top of them, and they won't even care. That's something you'd see in a stall barn. You don't really see that in a freestyle or a parlor scenario.
Talking with Brandon with Gilbertson Farms this morning. So you mentioned that the cows just go on their own to get milked at the robot?
Yeah, they basically do. We have what's called control flow. So we have DeLaval robots, which they're the blue ones. And we got little gates and sort gates that kind of route the cows to the robot and back out to feed. Ultimately, the cows are coming because they want to go, not necessarily get milk, but they want the treat in the robot, and they want to go get the feed at the bunk. So that's, I mean, food motivates me. So a 1,500-pound animal is going to get motivated by food. So that works fairly well.
Okay, but I'm going to be, even though I'm a guy, but let's say I'm going to be the cow in the group saying, you know, I like the treats so much. That was great. I'm going back around again. I want more treats. What happens then?
So that, with the benefit of having control flow, is that cow comes around, let's say 10 minutes after she got milk, she wants to get the treat again. The sort gate's just going to divert her back out to the feed bunk, and she's going to get the rest of her PMR there. She's not going to get sorted to the robot and waste the robot's time. You know, in some other barns, it isn't that way. So that's kind of nice.
So with this, and the reason that is that the robot is like, no, we already milked you, it's really to protect the cow, isn't it?
Yeah, and not waste time. We want to keep those cows efficient. We want the cows that are going to need to get milked, their most priority, we want them in the robot. And if the cow doesn't need to be milked, we want her lying down, chewing her cud, drinking water, or eating at the bunk. We don't want her standing around, you know, in the robot or in the holding area.
Now, when they are in the barn, you know, okay, they've been milked, they've eaten, they've gone, they can pick a spot wherever they want inside to lay, but what if they want to walk around? I mean, can they do that?
Oh, yeah, they got, the barn's 380 feet long, and they go to the far end when they could, like, only walk 40 feet, and some of them go all the way to the far end, and I don't know why, but some want the exercise and want to get away from other cows, but they got lots of room in there.
Along with the herd health with the veterinarian every Monday, for the feed and that sort of thing for the cows and the herd, does the vet help you with that, or do you have actually someone totally different for that?
We have a father-son pair that help with our nutrition work, and they've been doing a very, very good job that way. We've actually been their first robot herd, so they learned a lot alongside us, and they were very accepting to go this way.
We are talking with Brandon Gilbertson, him and his dad, and, well, the Gilbertson family, the entire Gilbertson family, are farming here on Gilbertson Farms, and they are the host of this Saturday's Dunn County Dairy Brunch, 9-1 here at the Gilbertson Farm, just outside of Elk Mound. And tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit more with Brandon about the milking part of it and how the farm protects that milk and keeps it safe even before it leaves the farm. We'll talk a little bit about that here coming up on Wednesday. You're listening to WRDN.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
This June, join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin in celebrating June Dairy Month. Indulge in the rich flavors and creamy goodness of Wisconsin dairy. From farm to table, our dairy farmers work tirelessly to bring you the highest quality milk, cheese, ice cream, and more. Dive into the 13 essential nutrients packed in every serving of Wisconsin milk. Raise a glass and celebrate June Dairy Month with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, because nothing beats the taste of Wisconsin dairy.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit, 800-885-3100, 800-885-3100, 800-885-3100.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Your daddy had a lake house. He had me painted that summer, sophomore year. Said I could stay for free, a couple buddies, a couple weeks. You rolled and headed straight for the pier. Tank top and cut off jeans, a little pack sun underneath. Who knew it was about to be sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Moonlight all night crashing into me. Nothing will ever be easy as you and me, tangled up and nowhere to be. Just sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Hey. I turned those shutters the color of your eyes till the day turned into night. And took turns with a jar, turned that boat dock into a bar. And then we passed the guitar around the fire to each other and watched all of our friends pair off with one another. But we felt like the stars we were under, and everybody knew that that was our summer. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Moonlight all night crashing into me. Nothing will ever be easy as you and me, tangled up with nowhere to be. Just sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Moonlight all night crashing into me. Nothing will ever be as easy as you and me, tangled up with nowhere to be. Just sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Yeah. We set July on fire. Yeah, girl, you and I were sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat.
Diet Gulas. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. Chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's.
she's got her God and she's got good wine. Aretha Franklin and Patsy Cline. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's gonna make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. She's an American girl. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's gonna make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl, yeah. But she tied her hair up in ribbons and bows, signed her letters with X's and O's. X's and O's. X's and O's.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Now I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged.
got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Combs, Fast Car, and 9:36. I'm Brian Winnikins. This in from the Lake City Public Works Department. The boat landings in Lake City are closed. Again, boat landings in Lake City closed due to the rising water levels. No access will be allowed. So that reminder, again, from the Lake City Public Works Department, the boat landings in Lake City closed due to rising water levels. Let's run down today in history for this June 25th. 1876, George Custer makes his last stand at Little Bighorn in Montana. The general led his 225 troops into what he thought would be a quick battle. Instead, the 7th Cavalry was annihilated in less than 2 hours. 1951, the first commercial color TV show was transmitted from New York on CBS. Color receivers weren't available to the public, however, until 1954. 1962, the Supreme Court ruled that the use of an unofficial non-denominational prayer in New York State public schools was unconstitutional. 1973, White House counsel John Dean admitted that U.S. President Richard Nixon took part in the Watergate cover-up. 1977, Roy Sullivan was struck by lightning for the 7th time. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most lightning-struck person in the world. Wow. 1981, the Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of a male-only draft. 1988, American-born Mildred Gillars, better known during World War II as Axis Sally, for her Nazi propaganda broadcasts, died in Columbus, Ohio at the age of 87. She had served 12 years in prison for treason. 1990, the Supreme Court upholds the right of an individual whose wishes are clearly made to refuse life-sustaining medical treatment. The right to die decision was made in the Curzan versus Missouri case. 1999, after 35 years on the air, NBC's daytime drama Another World aired its last episode. In 2000, U.S. and British researchers announced they had completed a rough draft of a map of the genetic makeup of human beings. The project was 10 years old at the time of the announcement. 2005, dignitaries from around the world gathered in San Francisco to mark the 60th anniversary of the formation of the United Nations. Absent from the event, a high-ranking official from the United States, which drew the ire of many participants. The lack of a high-ranking U.S. official underscored the strained relations between the U.S. and the U.N. in recent years. 2009, Charlie's Angels TV star and 1970s pinup girl Farrah Fawcett passed away. After a 3-year battle with cancer, she was 62. 2009, shock and sadness rippled across the globe with the announcement that Michael Jackson had died. The 50-year-old had suffered a cardiac arrest at his home in Los Angeles. And that's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. We have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you in part by Alcivia Co-op and Anabis Silo.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk down 13 to 1974, August down 29 to 2055, September down 15 to 2051, October milk down 10 at 2009. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, live cattle are mixed, lower in the nearbys, higher in some of the deferreds. Feeder cattle all moving mostly higher today. Some weakness in the grain markets supporting feeder cattle. Also expectations of some higher cash markets. Hogs higher in the nearby months on some short covering. June live cattle down 7 cents to 188.82. August feeder cattle up 45 cents to 259.35. July hogs up 37 cents to 90.32. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat are mostly lower this morning. Now the grain markets are pulling back on a favorable weather forecast. Some of the wet areas in the northwestern corn belt will get a few days to dry out, while the central and eastern belt has chances for rains. That's seen as bearish, pushing prices lower. The next big piece of news from the USDA will be the quarterly grain stocks and planted acreage reports coming out Friday. New crop corn down 10 and a quarter to 441 and a half. New crop beans down 16 and a quarter to 1114 and a quarter. July wheat down 7 to 545 and a half. Minneapolis wheat July down 5.5 to 599 and three quarters.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and breezy today as warm temperatures take over and highs climb to the mid-80s. Tomorrow, we've got more sunshine on tap and a cool down. In fact, we fall to the mid-70s for the rest of this week. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 74.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The kids screaming, the phone ringing, the dog barking at the mailman, bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower, take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Baby, don't kick it, promise I'll fix it. Long as dinner day at the restaurant, you start to cry. And baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll take you toe to our room, make a little love that's overdue. But somebody had a bad dream.
If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long time. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held up, well, they're invited to. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine anytime. Well, it's kind of you to lend me an ear. Well, that's a start, but I believe if I could only get the rest of you over here, well, all of you might fall in love with all of me. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine, honey, anytime. Oh, yeah. If your feet are restless for somewhere to go, and your eyes want something more to see, why don't you let them lead the rest of you to my door, so all of you can fall in love with all of me. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, maybe it would like to get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long time. Yes, I could. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held up, well, they're invited to. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine anytime. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. Uh-huh.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side. The devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, now he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy 85, jacked up square by Chevy, blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride, pedal to the floorboard. She begging for more, sipping on apple pie moonshine, and I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, 'cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a Harley on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop it down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a Coke Buzz Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my guilt, needle peg a 9 to 5. But that's alright, 'cause I'm running every red light. Yeah, 'cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting.
there was always a long boat ride.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Brian Martin, we ride. This reminder, the Maiden Rock Area Community Association having their party in the park this Saturday, 2 to 10 p.m. at the Maiden Rock Village Park, 4-H food, games, crafts, and more, along with fireworks. It's the Maiden Rock Area Community Association's party in the park this Saturday, 2 to 10 at the Maiden Rock Village Park. The mysterious monolith that created the buzz on social media after being found on a mountain outside of Vegas is gone. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department confirms the monolith was removed late last week due to public safety and environmental concerns. Where it was at, very remote location, people heard that it was there. Now we have to go out there to see it. Why? Because it's there. It is the middle of the desert. It's summertime. It's pretty hot out there. It's probably not a good idea. The monolith is being stored at what police are calling, quote, an undisclosed location, Area 51. The monolith was 77 inches tall and each face was 13 inches wide. It was made out of reflected sheet metal, folded into a triangle and secured with rebar and concrete. All of those things sound like they came right from Earth. It just didn't show up. Aliens or anything like that. A search and rescue team spotted the monolith earlier this month. I bet you it's at Area 51.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
With Verizon, now everyone can get our best phone deals.
Even if I'm new?
Even if you're new.
What if I've been with Verizon forever?
Oh, yeah. You see, new and existing customers get the amazing iPhone 15 with tons of storage on us. With any iPhone trade, any model, any condition. Guaranteed with Unlimited Ultimate.
Here's one. What if?
That's a yes. There's a deal out there for everyone. Only at Verizon. $829.99, 128GB only device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan. Minimum $90 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in terms apply.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sound of the American heart.
song about my life.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jerry, George Strait, rather. And